In an age where pipe bombs are mailed to politicians and places of worship become scenes of violence, how do we maintain our humanity? The political landscape has become a minefield where Christians risk losing their witness through partisan behavior. This isn't just about politics. It's about how we embody Christ in a divided world. When faith becomes weaponized for political gain, we've lost our way. The question isn't whether Christians should engage in politics, but how we can do so while maintaining our primary allegiance to Jesus and His kingdom values. The toxic discourse we witness stems from believing political ideology is paramount or even God's way. No party perfectly represents God's kingdom. Many Christians align with political parties without critical thinking, letting political ideology become personal identity. We insulate ourselves with like-minded people, creating echo chambers mistaken for harmony. When we narrow our ideology to one political party, we stop thinking critically and demonize those who disagree. Remember, Jesus died for everyone, left, right, and everyone in between. The central question is whether we truly follow Jesus or merely love the idea of following Him. Jesus embodied tenderness, meekness, mercy, and kindness while fighting for the marginalized, the antithesis of being a jerk. The kingdom of God turns worldly power structures upside down. Christians face a serious PR problem. Young non-Christians primarily describe Christians as anti-gay, judgmental, and hypocritical rather than loving. We've become known more for exclusion than embrace, though we can hold firm convictions without being mean-spirited or dehumanizing others. Our connected world enables unprecedented incivility. The internet allows anyone to voice opinions they'd never say face-to-face. Online trolling is driven by mood and context, peaking late at night and Mondays, and proves contagious, with hostile conversations attracting more hostility. What if we approach disagreements with curiosity instead of contempt, seeing political opponents as image-bearers of God rather than enemies? The way of God challenges worldly values. While James 1:19-20 calls us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become anger, our society thrives on outrage. The church should unite people across all divides. There aren't separate communion lines for different political beliefs. Make America Dinner Again, MATA, exemplifies this by gathering people with diverse political views for meals and conversations focused on listening, not problem solving. At Seattle's MATA, our group discussed contentious topics like abortion and immigration. Though we reached no solutions, we recognized our common humanity. My experiences in liberal Seattle and rural Nebraska have revealed similar human longings. Through conversations with conservative Nebraskans, I've heard their fears of being forgotten by coastal cities. In this predominantly white rural area, I found the same core needs I'd seen in diverse urban communities, people wanting to be seen and remembered. Jesus' ministry centered on meals shared across social boundaries. He even ate with Judas at the Last Supper. What might change if we discussed our differences over shared meals instead of social media? From prison, John the Baptist questioned if Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus pointed to his actions, healing the sick, raising the dead, and proclaiming good news to the poor, revealing an unexpected kind of kingdom. The kingdom of God exists in tension, already here, yet not yet come. It demands both spiritual reconciliation with God and practical love for neighbors. No political party owns God's kingdom. Living convictions require sacrifice, not just words. When my wife Minhei and I founded One Day's Wages, we donated a year's salary, $68,000, to fight poverty, even renting out our home to make it work. That initial sacrifice has now multiplied to $8 million, helping 674,000 people worldwide. Authentic Christian living speaks louder than preaching. Dietrich Bonhoeffer gave his life resisting Nazism. Bree Newsom's faith-driven removal of the Confederate flag from South Carolina's State House catalyzed change. The Schneidlers turned their infertility journey into adoption organizations, helping hundreds of families. What conviction has God placed on your heart? What sacrifice might He be calling you to make? I've been duped before. The January 2019 National Mall incident illustrates this danger. When I saw Nick Sandman in a MAGA hat standing near Native American elder Nathan Phillips, I rushed to judgment on social media. The full story revealed a more complex situation. In our partisan society, where everyone has a digital megaphone, half-truths spread rapidly. As Christians commanded not to bear false witness, this should concern us. MIT research shows people believe false news 20% of the time, but careful consideration makes us harder to deceive. The media ecosystem profits from outrage and confirmation bias. While fake news sometimes describes genuine errors, it's often misused to dismiss unfavorable coverage. We must be responsible information gatekeepers, even when that means challenging our own tribes. What if we read news from opposing viewpoints and waited 24 hours before sharing inflammatory content? These practices could transform our political discourse. Prayer connects us to God, and, as 1 Timothy 2:1-2 instructs, Christians should pray for all people, including leaders. This practice helps humanize those we disagree with. During a brief meeting with President Obama, I shared that I prayed for him regularly. His grateful response and request for prayers for his family revealed his humanity. Now I pray for all presidents, regardless of party, for wisdom and guidance. As a first-generation American with immigrant shopkeeper parents, I deeply value voting rights. While this right has expanded over time, ethnic minorities still face voting obstacles. Political advocacy matters. Our voices can influence elected officials. As Proverbs 31:8-9 commands, we must speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Christians should engage in politics, as silence reinforces the status quo. While faith clearly opposes injustice and demands care for the vulnerable, the Bible doesn't prescribe specific political solutions. Christian hope guides engagement through community commitment and humble action beyond cultural divisions. Emphasizing God's sovereignty isn't about privileged disengagement. It provides foundation for meaningful political involvement. Politics impact real people, especially the marginalized, through tangible policies and decisions. Even in darkness, God's redemptive story continues. While earthly leaders may persecute and marginalize, we follow one who remains just. Our triune God champions justice, righteousness, and compassion, having the final word. Unlike powerful leaders with grand displays of wealth and might, Jesus chose a humble donkey for his triumphal entry. His kingdom operates through love and sacrifice, not force and coercion. Jesus transcends our limited versions, whether political, conservative, or liberal Jesus. Christians must root their hope in Christ first, who stands firm amid human uncertainties. Whoever becomes president, Jesus remains king, speaks this essential truth. While politics matter, following Jesus matters infinitely more. In a world demanding ultimate allegiance, we must remain Christians first, with political views secondary to discipleship.